Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, February 23rd, 2026, and I come to you from the Babbel studios of InfoWars in Austin, Texas.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We've got Dan Dix, investigative journalist, a documentary filmmaker who was down there working in Puerto Vallarta, one of the main epicenters of the cartel terror attacks that are still continuing across Mexico, hundreds dead. I have a lot of sources on the border. I have sources in the DEA, sources in the federal marshals, you name it. And that I have a lot of military sources that I've been on the phone with last night and this morning. And they say what's happening in Mexico is absolutely far worse than you're seeing in the news. And a big part of that is because the Mexican government wants to keep it quiet to keep tourism coming in. Cancun had burning cars and people getting shot and murdered and police being shot and military being killed and gunmen coming in and holding hostages in restaurants and just robberies everywhere. Guadalajara, Mexico City, basically all over the border. And there's been increases in people taking pot shots at the Border Patrol on our border with Mexico. So Mexico just went from red hot to white hot. And you can bet your boots, is my assessment, that you're going to see reprisals inside the United States from this particular cartel, who is one of the newest and most vicious and made up of the merger of a few groups that had been fighting with each other, the killing of their leader. Is obviously what triggered this, but this is a big deal. And the U.S. military did aid in the operation with the intelligence and directing some of it. So I would imagine we're going to see more reprisals now, but I'm getting some of those experts on we're working on right now, Matt Bracken, Doc Chambers, and others. But we also, again, have Dan Dix joining us with an update. He can't get out. The airport got shot up. People killed. It's closed. They've canceled the flights out. It's a big deal. So we're going to be looking at that coming up in the second hour. But I'm not going to get to that to the second hour. We have all the latest footage, everything. Because in the first hour, there's a lot of news I want to hit. And I also want to do something I don't normally do. I want to open the phones up. Because while I'm covering the latest tariff developments and my take on the U.S. winning the gold and hockey and the behavior of Kash Patel and all the latest Epstein developments, new details released on the gunman charged with killing genius astrophysicist at his remote home. There's been a lot of that suspicious stuff going on. You got RFK Jr. coming out and defending Trump's glyphosate executive order. And I've read the executive order. I understand where Kennedy's coming from. Kennedy's getting done what he can get done. He's getting more done than I thought. I mean, it's excellent. And his argument is, he says, well, listen, this is so industrial, the U.S. The executive order brings it back to the U.S., and then we're going to begin phasing it out. You can't do this overnight. He said it'd be too disruptive, you know, to have the entire industrial system. And I understand why he did it. He's a lawyer. He understands compromise. Because before, the globals would say compromise, but they would always push, take. No, I mean, Kennedy's getting a lot done. But the giving liability protection to Bayer that bought Monsanto when they knew that Roundup and one of its main precursors, glyphosate, absolutely grows cancers, absolutely destroys the stomach barrier and the blood-brain barrier. I mean, it was done by design. And Kennedy's out there moving to get alternatives and to move away from it. And exposing that, you know, that's what's in the wheat and why people are intolerant to wheat. And so he's doing a lot of good educationally and a lot of good in many other ways. But I understand he has to sit there and agree with Trump on this or he'll be ousted. But this is coming from Trump. And it's this paradox where so many times now the problem is Trump. But the earlier Trump got in all these good people that are actually doing good stuff. So It's very helter-skelter. And it's because he really is the one making most of the decisions, and Trump is very, very strange. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Calls in the first hour and probably in the fourth hour. We have a lot of news to hit that I'm trying to move quickly through. There's so much happening. And in my mind, Trump has crossed a Rubicon with me where we need to have a larger discussion about what are we going to do. Because again, paradoxically, you cannot deny that on so many fronts, game-changing things that are incredibly good for civilization. I mean, just the things Kennedy's gotten done alone was more than I thought they'd be able to do in just a year. And there's a lot of problems, but still, just pragmatically, who can deny it? It would take hours to go over the accomplishments. It's game-changing. And then you got finding half the 500,000 missing kids, and you've got the border basically shut down, and you've got getting out of the Paris Accord, which Lord Monckton's assessment would kill 2 billion people over 10 years, which the globalists admit it would do. I mean, you can't look at that and then not be torn. Because we know the Democrats are pure, absolute, satanic, pedophile evil. Mondami says don't leave your houses unless you've got, you know, 3 forms of ID, locking everything down. And if you want to come help shovel snow, you got to have your IDs out, but he doesn't want IDs to vote across the border. The Epstein files completely destroy the entire neoliberal globalist system. All the who's, Keir Starmer's in there. It's big news in the UK that he protected pedophiles that raped 250,000 plus young girls. Him specifically. Now we learn that he would shut down local magistrates to try to do their job and literally give the pedophiles a get out of jail free card, a admonishment. That don't be antisocial. I've got copies of letters here. Oh, you raped a 9-year-old? And then the 9-year-old escapes, you know, the dungeon she's held in with 15 Pakistani men, literally, these are real cases, and runs the police station, she gets arrested. Then if her dad gets mad, they beat him up and take him to jail. I mean, it's unbelievable. Where do you think Tommy Robinson, who we're trying to get down here to Austin, finally back in the U.S. after not being here for over a decade, being blocked from coming in, Trump, remove that. He was just in a small town where his family had been for hundreds of years, owning a tanning salon next to a kebab shop with the Muslims. And they were trying to pick up his young niece. I think he was like 8-9 years old. And I mean, he started beating the hell out of him. Little guy, but little bulldog, meaner than hell. And then he found out they were killing kids and feeding them to people at other kebab shops. And then he started warning people, and they started throwing him in jail, so he started the English Defense League. And, of course, it's just incredible. And so you have the Justice Department 100% trying to suppress and cover all this up. And then the stuff we get is so damning, I can't even imagine what we're not being given. It's just mind-blowing. I mean, so many of these emails confirmed Epstein about buying, new ones about buying babies from women, new ones about torturing people, new ones about hunting people with the Rothschilds, and then other names blacked out. Who are they? Yeah, we killed a bunch of moon crickets last night. I didn't even know what that was. I had to look it up. I was just learning new things every day. It's just like, yeah, we killed a whole bunch of N-words yesterday. It was a great hunt. And, yeah, my time covering story of Charlene Downs, the teenager who ended up in a kebab. Well, that's not just one. That's what they do when they kill you. They kebab you. And they grind the bones up, mix that in with all the rest of the lamb and beef. That's why the Muslims fit right in with the pedos and the Moloch cult. Because it all comes out of the same ancient crap. Yeah. You know what the main Aztec meat to eat was, don't you? Human. They weren't just chopping the hearts out every day. The priest then sold it down below in a meat market. Yeah. Oh, but Megyn Kelly says none of this exists. None of this is happening. None of this is going on. So, that's the reality, folks. And I get to see Megyn Kelly and Bill Maher. Come on, nobody's eating kids. Bull crap. Been telling you for 30 plus years they do. It's confirmed that Jimmy Savile drank the blood of children with other rich elites. Killed hundreds we know of. Raped thousands. Best friend of the king. So, see, I'm already burning up all the time. I need to just get the number out. Because it's paradoxical. Again, I'm going to, and it confuses people because I'll say, this is something good Trump's doing, and then the next thing, I'll attack Trump. It's not about whether Trump is good or bad. It's not about which side I'm on. Everybody wants to be a side, like you're totally against Trump or you're totally for Trump. No, I'm for different populists around the world, Viktor Orban, many others. I want to get populist patriots elected. The good people in Trump's cabinet, I'm going to support. The bad ones like Lutnick, I'm going to call for his firing. Same thing for, you know, Cash Patel and all the rest of it. So it's simple where I stand. But I have a responsibility, I think we all do, to be clear that we're promoting the good Trump's doing, but also opposing bad. And a lot of times we're successful in getting them to stop. But I think we need to be even more stern with the Trump administration and more direct with them when we are critical of what they're doing. But always add the proviso, we're not with the Democrats who are 1,000 times worse. We don't support them. We're going to get good populist Republicans elected. We're going to stop the election fraud. We're going to move forward. Don't let them alienate you from politics. Don't let them get you disengaged. Because, yeah, there's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of manipulation. But you've got to overcome it with just the facts and with sheer effort. Just like I told you, a landslide can override election fraud, and it did. So that's where we are. And we have to exercise our will in society. So what is your take? And I didn't open the phones up for large periods of time this week. We're taking some calls today. I'll probably do 3-4 hours the next few days. In fact, I need to really brainstorm this with everybody. Because I'm not just saying I want to hear your opinion. I'm like, I'm patting you on the head. I mean, I really want to bounce ideas off people. I really, you know, it helps me war game this. And because I'm in a processing phase right now. And then, you know, like a computer in the old days where it's tabulating and finally the answer comes in, it's like cha-ching. I'm sitting there doing a Saturday show with a co-host researcher, Thomas Siska, and it just hit me. And I've been talking about this a lot. For 3 weeks, Congress has been able, the 100 senators, the, you know, hundreds and hundreds of House members, Republican and Democrat, they've been able to get the redacted names that have been blacked out by the Justice Department. Now, we know the Justice Department's bad for doing that. That's a separate issue. But I'll get what I can get now out of the 3 million plus files. Just like MTG said 3 weeks ago, she said, well, now that Massey and others can get in there, she's out of Congress now, we need to search pizza, we need to search sex slave, we need to search beef jerky, we need to search, you know, all that stuff, like we can do in the public database, but they can do it when the names aren't blacked out in most cases. And then they can go to the House floor and expose that. And you're like, well, there's millions of them, it'll take too long. No. Just start doing it. You got 500, you know, people up there that are able to do this, and their staffs and all the rest of it that can go through it and collate it. So this needs to be done. You got thousands and thousands of people up there and their staffs and all the rest of it. And so let's just start going after it. And so I, to make it a big issue, said, I think Massey's a champion of this. I think he's great. I don't think he's covering up. But if he doesn't start releasing unredacted names, then tacitly it is a limited cover-up. And then I heard from Massey, he's like, I'm burning the candle at both ends, running there, trying to take me out, you know, and we have released a lot of stuff. A lot of the stuff is still redacted. They're lying. We need to pressure them to take it all off. But okay, fine. And he put this out publicly. He said, okay, here's, you know, there's codes on the bottom of all these. So you send in the office to the public what you want me to go look at, and then he's got to go down there and search it himself in a database that they made slow and only searches 10 things at a time, just like with the public, the same thing. No, we're not saying it's your job, Massey, to do it all. I'm saying we need to get the rest of Congress to go in there and then just bring each one of these. When we find out who's delivering sex slaves to the Hyatt for Epstein, it says sex slave to the Hyatt. Who he's buying babies from? Who, you know, I mean, there's thousands of these now. There's hundreds of new ones just in the last few days that are insane. I've got them right here. And so who is picking up the beef jerky from the boat? Who's walking it up? And then who's killing it and then processing it and mailing it around to rich people around the world? I mean, these are taking kids up, butchering them. You got groups, elites flying in saying, hey, last night we were served cold beef jerky. I want it fresh. And they're like, there's no more fresh. It's all in the freezers. And you look at the freezers, it looks like ham. You know what? The Aborigines and pygmies and people that eat humans have always called humans, right? That you eat, called long pork, long ham. Look it up. What is long pork? Because it looks like pig, but it's longer. Tastes just like, you know what we taste like? We taste like pig. We taste like pork, folks. We're not really related to pigs very closely, but that's why they have the least rejection of pig organs and things, and that's why they test stuff on pigs, even more than rats. We are long pork. It's an archaic euphemism, often literally the term human flesh, tended to be eaten by cannibals. Pacific Islanders. There you go. See? So, and you look at the photos that are in there and where they're talking about it, and it shows these freezers and there's big bags, and you look at it, that ain't pork, that ain't chicken, that's not a turkey. They used to have that pork council ad, pork, the other white meat. Remember, beef's for what's for dinner. Well, now with this, it's human. Human's what's for dinner. And we can pull the photos up. It's people. So they're like the Native Americans with the bison, where they use the hair, they use the gristle, they use the tendons, they use the horns, they use the meat, they use the organs. With Epstein, these folks, they don't let any of the children go to waste. So just start unredacting all that. And now it's been put on my plate from Massey. Okay, send it to me. And then I worked till about, you know, 7 last night. And guess what? I haven't gone and gotten one of my crew, and I haven't started saying, okay, dig through it all. Let's send him 100 things. We're going to do it. But see, this is about elbow grease, folks. And every room, photos of babies, naked. I mean, it'd be one thing if you're somebody's house, it's a picture of their kid when they're two in the bathtub, you know, mixing with a bunch of other family photos at the park or graduation, whatever. But when you've got every room and every house pictures of little babies and little kids scantily dressed and all this, no, we know what this is. So here's the toll-free number. I've got some new information on the Epstein situation. And again, it goes into Ludnick and insider trading on 9/11, and then insider trading on the tariffs and buying up all of the insurance that people had if the tariffs were reversed. I mean, this just doesn't pass the smell test. So how do we get what's good out of the Trump administration, but also not endorse the bad? And then because we're good and we care about not being associated with bad stuff, at the same time, not spend all of our time, because we're holier than thou, just bitching about Trump. I think I should expose bad they're doing maybe 30% of our time. And then that 70% should be the Democrats, or maybe more. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, they're the thoroughbred pure evil. I mean, they're externalized all the stuff. This is what Epstein is. But because of a few so-called Republicans like Les Wexner and Bill Barr and others that are involved, the intelligence agencies are trying to get Trump not to release this stuff. And now you see Trump saying, see, I'm exonerated. I'm not in there. Blah, blah, blah. We know that already. But what is in there is outright cannibalism, devil worship, mad scientist crap, as I've been telling you for 30 years. And so by extension, Trump then becomes part of it, and I will not be part of that. Boom. Former UK ambassador to the U.S., Peter Mandelson, has been arrested over his leaks to Jeffrey Epstein, per multiple reports. Yep, they're going after him for espionage, as I first broke. Mandelson, who's mentioned countless times the Epstein files, was taken into custody in his London home for suspicion of misconduct in public office. That's punishable by life in prison. It's not a very fancy name, but it means treason. Because they were involved in all sorts of insider trading. Ex-UK ambassador, U.S. Pete Mandelson, led out of house by cops. That's who they nominated to the U.S. a few months ago. Again, suspicion of misconduct in public office development. So just imagine what else is in the Epstein files that we're not being given. I mean, I'm surprised that they even released this. But I got to tell you, Bondi and those guys, let's just say this, are so not focused. Some people that know her well, she's not dumb, but I mean, she's the type of woman that just likes to get her hair done and watch sports and have fun and do photo ops. And she works a couple days a week. And she goes on Fox News, and then she goes to the beach and drinks martinis and works out. Okay, well, if you want to do that, go do that, lady. Don't be the attorney general. Same thing with Cash Patel. Totally lazy, partying constantly, just showboating around like a movie star. And so, okay, I mean, so, but while they're going, oh, our hockey team won, yay, 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 America has pride again. Well, I sure have some pride if we started arresting people like the UK is. But the UK knows MI6 was heavily involved at the top of this with Mossad and CIA. At many levels, MI6 is like the originator of this type of stuff in the modern era. And they're doing this to compartmentalize, to take control of all the investigations and minimize it to selling state secrets and selling out their UK trade that Prince Andrew was the head of, envoy, representative, along with Mandelson being heavily involved. So, but they're taking serious action in the public view, because they know this is a firestorm added with Keir Starmer on record protecting pedophiles for decades. I mean, the chief pedophile protector. I got news on that today. So tell me what we do about Trump. Do you think overall I've explained myself? Do you agree with me partially, fully? What could I do better? Because I really am not normally torn, because if we spend all our time trying to make Trump correct himself, instead of promoting the good he's doing to get that done, then the Democrats are just gearing up to take over. And I'm not even asking, should we not criticize Trump? I can't help it. I'm going to do it. I'm just saying, what are you thinking? And again, why is Trump protecting Keir Starmer? Why is he protecting the Rothschilds? There's a bunch of emails in here with the Rothschilds. We covered it Saturday. But some of the names are off, saying, yeah, that was great hunting and killing all those people. And just hundreds of emails about, yeah, I sent her over for you to torture her. Yeah, she's 25 now. I've been torturing her for about 15 years. I mean, she's 10 years old and torturing her. Yeah, I picked her up as a waif off the street. Waif means a homeless kid. Girl. I mean, it's just bam, 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 bam. Coming out faster than I can even read them. And I saw a bunch of videos of different people pissed off, mainly black people. And I agree with them. And they're just like, it's time for a revolution. Yeah, but what type of revolution? You don't want to get communism as a replacement, run by the Democrats and, you know, Wiener, and then, you know, people that literally run the Satanism. I mean, it's all the same cult. It's all the same crew. It's all the same group. That's why they're all interconnected. And I told you, it's Satanism. So what do we do? That's a big question here. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And we're taking first-time callers today. I'll be free-for-alls later in the week. And I am going to start doing some live podcasting where we also take just, you know, 3-4 hours of call straight, because I really like it. And we had some really thought-provoking discussions that way. I think we were doing before, like simulcast spaces on the TV, radio end, and then also have phone lines as well. So we have phone line spaces, so we can take calls, digital HD connections from X, regular phone lines, and just really, really, really have a big, large discussion, a debate, they call it a college. People think of the word like a college. Well, college is like a college of debate. It's a system of thought, of discussion, of knowledge. Instead, it's been turned into total brainwashing centers. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. All right. We'll come back. I'll hit some of these new Epstein emails. And then good stuff happening. Nations not backing out of tariff deals after Supreme Court verdict. And that's because they were good deals. We all had one-sided deals. Trump was very soft, but compared to nobody ever standing up, that looked really strong. And all over the news, Yahoo News, you name it, they edited it and put it out like he said this. I can destroy the country. Trump's threat after Supreme Court strikes down his key policy. And you read that, and you read the article, and it sounds like he says he's going to destroy America. In his press conference last week, you all saw it. We aired it live. He said, if I want to put $1 tariff on them, they say I can't. But if I want to do a total embargo and destroy a country, I can. That's not right. He said the Supreme Court ruling, he wasn't saying to destroy America or anybody else. But see, that's why I want to defend him, because his enemies are so bad that he makes it impossible.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should add.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is going to change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. why methylene blue works. It does. It counters that. It's.
Let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though, you got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Oh, come on. Free your blood. Look, it's amazing.
Hey, this is Doc Chambers here. I'm out in the field right now. Day off from campaign trail, doing some work. I got things to catch up on, so it's called a refit day. But I'm getting refit with Alex Jones' methylene blue. It's pretty good. I got to say, I've been using it on the road since we left the studios. And I've been taking it for a while. I had a traumatic brain injury in Iraq in 2004. There's been a lot of studies out there that show that with post-dementia patients and TBI patients, it's just been used for years. It's just not very well known with regard to demyelination, what it can do to improve your cognition. So that's your brain. Your brain housing these stuff. Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate you. We're going to stay on it.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexshowstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health with Ultimate Turmeric Gummies. Inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Now, I think my audience is very smart and very informed and also street smart. And certainly when I run into people on the street, they are of every race, color, and creed. It's amazing. And it doesn't matter if it's the exterminator coming by the office or it doesn't matter the guys delivering spring water we get out of Arkansas that we like, or anybody, the air conditioning repair people, they're all listeners. Just I go out on the street, it's amazing. But then you kind of see the stuff you get on X, and it's even worse on Instagram, YouTube, you name it. And I'll come on the air and I'll say something so easily understood, so clear, and it makes complete, absolute sense. No one can really disagree with it unless they're acting like they don't understand. Or they build a straw man and imply you're calling for something that you're not. But I came out Saturday, and it worked really well, by the way. And I said, I'm tired. I've waited 3 weeks since Congress has been allowed to get in these files and see the stuff that's unredacted. I want the names. And if the Republicans and Democrats in Congress don't start going and digging through this stuff and releasing a lot of the key stuff that's in there, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. then I'm going to say by extension, you are now involved in the cover-up. On the periphery, you know, Trump's in closer to it, not in the actual crimes. We've seen none of that, but now joining it. And then now you're on the edge of it, kind of orbiting in. Didn't say Massey was doing that. I just used Massey because he's leading the charge that we need him to do that. And people are like, no, it is Trump covering up. They need to release it all. We are saying they do. We're saying they're in a cover-up. It's two separate things. But everybody's so tribal. It's like, we're Team Massey, we're Team Trump. I'm Team Truth. And so I'm talking about all the Democrats that use innuendo against Trump and say, oh, he's in their files hundreds of thousands of times. Yeah, because most of it's just tips and news articles and statements because it's been ongoing. They had public tip lines for years leading up to last year. Not a defense of Trump, but I'm explaining how the Democrats just do this vagary over here while they're not going in and searching the unredacted files because they know who's in there. They're in there. And they're just loving the fact that Trump and the Justice Department have joined them in this so they can destroy the faith and credit of the country, try to destroy MAGA, and grab victory from the jaws of defeat. So Massey went public and he talked to reporters and others and said, listen, send me whatever files you're looking at with the code that's at the bottom, the Justice Department code, and I will do my best to get in there. I'm in Kentucky right now, and I've been to the DOJ many times, and I'll go back in the files. He said there's already enough to get Les Wexner and a bunch of others with human trafficking in there. You know, I got you the FBI files that are in there saying a decade ago that he was seen as a co-conspirator in human trafficking. I mean, boom, that's at the feet of the DOJ. He gave a bunch of other examples of crimes he went and dug out. Good. Now, give us the pizza and the beef jerky and all of it and the hunting humans. And we just killed a bunch of N-words last night. It was so much fun murdering the black people. I mean, I can send you, and I'm going to, 200 of these easily from just the last few days and say, here. And again, we understand, Congressman, you can't go do it all. We're talking about the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of members of the House and the 100 members of the Senate. They all need to be put on blast. That's what I'm saying. And people must have very limited brain cells that don't get this because then it goes, you're covering up for Trump. He needs to release the law. No, we know that's happening. But Congress has this. And I mean, if we just got the names on 10 of these things, it'll be the top stories and sink these people even faster. I mean, this is killing people. This is criminal stuff. And then get the clip from yesterday. I forgot to play it. It was like clip 7. Cash Patel in front of Congress. There are no co-conspirators. There's nothing going on. We have the files. If we saw anything, we would go after it. In fact, Epstein acted alone and wasn't even a human trafficker. Same crap he said on Fox News. That's a lie. So you want to put heat on the Trump administration, which I want because I want to release all this stuff because I know who's in it, the entire deep state. Burn them down. But see, I've talked to members of Congress, and I'll just stop there. Because this was off record, and it's like, look, almost everybody else is compromised because they're scared they'll be targeted. The few of us doing this are risking our lives, and quite frankly, you kind of hurt our feelings with what you're saying. And I just said, look, I'm just putting it on Congress because you're the only ones that have taken action. If Trump's sitting over there on the bench or being obstructionist, I'll point that out. I'm moving on to getting something done where I can. And it is what we have is the mega massive mother load. And what they're suppressing is the mother of all super mega massive mother loads. But what we have is so devastatingly evil. There's thousands of emails about sex slavery and killing people and buying babies and delivering the beef jerky. I mean, it's I know I'm ranting. I said, go close. Here's a Cash Patel.
Himself, there is no credible information, none. If there were, I would bring the case yesterday that he trafficked to other individuals. And the information we have, again, is limited.
So the answer is no one?
For the information that we have.
In the files?
In the case file.
Okay.
Remember when he told Joe Rogan, trust me, bro. He said, dude, it's me, it's Cash. There's nothing. There's no other conspirators. He killed himself. That was never human trafficking. Well, what's Ghislaine in prison for? And Joe Rogan's like, what are you doing? I mean, look at these two. You think I want to hate them? You think I want to say they're losers? I want them to succeed. But look how scared they look. Can you imagine what's in the 98% of stuff they haven't released? I mean, if the 2% we've got is wall-to-wall Satanism, cannibalism, over the top, can you imagine why Trump says, he said it twice the last few months, but played the clips, it's not good for the country, we need to move on, stock market. And I guess when the public learns that probably half the big hedge fund Wall Street people, it's already come out, they're into everything you can imagine. You want me to start repeating it? I don't want to say it. Eating babies live, eating the feces out of babies' guts. It just goes on and on. Raping young girls. You know, some are into this, some are into that. And look how deranged our politicians are. Look how evil they are. Look at all the evil stuff they do. This is who they are. And I knew Trump's MO years ago. Playboy, ladies' man, never about being in a cult. He's about being in control. It's not his MO. Didn't get pissed on by Russian hookers. We know all that. But we knew the CIA would come to him and say, this will bring down Western civilization. No, it will save Western civilization. And the fact that Trump's been convinced to cover this up for the greater good, as he believes, because it's too horrible for us to know, it's coming out anyways, and you're not going to stop it. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. But Congress, even the ones that are doing something, they're scared. Why do you think MTG got out of there? She's not running for office. She's done. She started going in there and looking at all this stuff, and Trump told her on the phone, I don't want to embarrass my friends. And she said, I can't be part of this. So this is the come to Jesus moment, folks, we're having here. You know, Larry Nichols was a Green Beret for the CIA, high-level Iran-Contra, managing the Clintons, Mena, Arkansas, and he found out that they killed a woman and her daughter. He talks about that. He didn't want him to go there. I've been in person when he starts crying. He talks about it. Then his dad got cancer. Then he saw them even dealing the drugs in their small town. And he literally had a come to Jesus moment and fell to his knees and said, I'm going to fight these people. And he found out that she was a devil worshiping witch. Talked about that on my show 20 years ago. So you're going to have that moment, folks. And I'm talking about people in the system. I mean, how far are you willing to go? How much are you willing to put up with? What do you want? I mean, my uncle was this Army Special Operations, Iran-Contra. And he said there just came a moment when it was always in justified as a means and the things he'd done, but believing it was for America. And then when he learned they were flying orphans out of Guatemala and other areas and disappearing them, and I said, for what? And he goes, you know for what? You've heard what your guests say. He goes, I didn't see it, but I was told. And he, quote, got out. And literally wouldn't go use his degrees, anything, for business or life. He said, I'm literally doing penance, but didn't say that's what he was doing. Drove a bread truck, worked on a honey farm, basically wore rags. Ass, amazing person. And that they got him by increments. He told my mom a lot more than he told me. And when he was dying, he told me a bunch. But he was in a helicopter pilot, all the stuff, and they told him to do this stuff. He did that stuff, and they were shipping heroin, you know, in Laos and Cambodia and all over. And they said, you're a good young man. We'll put you over here, Iran-Contra. And then more, until the government's kidnapping kids and shipping them all the world for what? Devil worship? Really? Who's ran the operation in Iran-Contra? Bill Barr was the quarterback. Starting to get it now? You go along with the Epstein cover-up, you are signing on to murdering children. And if you want that on your conscience, you go ahead. But you better get right with God, and you better know there is a God, and there is a devil, and you will pay for the decisions you make in this life and the next, because you are eternal creatures. Get it straight. Buckle up. I'm up here doing this. I guarantee you, the danger I've been under, the threats, it just went. But I was never holding back on anything. I was waiting to see and figure this out. Wasn't going to be premature. But I feel good telling the truth and good putting myself at risk. All I've gotten is pain and lawsuits and harassment and demonization for supporting Trump because he's done so much good. And I refuse to not celebrate the good we've done. And it wasn't just Trump. It was all of us together and all the great populace and others that are coming and new people that are running for office and winning. And we're the good guys. Our team's not going to be perfect. People are going to get compromised. They're going to get bent. Some are going to get bought off. But in general, we're rising. Tyranny's falling. In general, the truth's coming out. In general, the age of revelation is here. The age of things being revealed is here. And I thank God for that. We live in an amazing time. And those of us that have warned of this and exposed this at great expense and great pain and great danger have been vindicated. But is it because we're heroes? It's because we do what we were supposed to stand up against evil. And I'm proud and honored to be here. And thank you for keeping us on the air with your prayer, your support, and your word of mouth. I salute you all. Let's go to the phone calls. Well, I mentioned it. Let me go to Massey. Don't go to the calls. So here's Massey. He's telling the truth here, but some people get confused. People saw this clip and got mad and said, oh, Alex is right. He is suppressing files. I didn't say he's suppressing files. I said he's got access to unredacted, but so is the rest of Congress, so we need him to giddy up. Okay? I was just putting some spurs in. Then he says, I don't have the file names of the Johns. Nobody has that. It's all a big scrambled thing. What we have is all the evil emails and messages with the names that clearly show who is doing the evil crap. That's how you compile the list. He says, the DOJ didn't give me the client list. How do you even know that's there? I bet Epstein did have one somewhere. The point is then people could get confused by this. Because there's not just a foul list. Now they're learning Epstein had stuff hidden all over the country. They just found his jet in the middle of nowhere with all this stuff in it. They're finding more every day. Because the guy was running a sprawling, satanic, pedophile, compromise network. Now it's coming out drug dealing, money laundering, weapons. How many years ago did I tell you? Weapons and guns. Out of Ohio, Les Wexner, the CIA base, George Herbert Walker Bush, and who worked for him and ran Iran-Contra? What's his name? Whose dad ran the girls' school and wrote a book about raping children, how great it is? Oh, Bill Barr. That's right. That's right. That's who. All right, let's go ahead and go to Congressman Massey. Here it is.
Why haven't you released the names? You said you were going to release the names.
I got some of these questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have the names. I never had the names, never claimed to have the names. The survivors have the names. And what I did was to offer to read those names on the floor of the House if we couldn't get the government to release them. That's it. That wasn't the be-all, end-all. That's an inducement to the government to say, look, at the end of all of this, we are eventually going to get these names out, but we're going to make you release them. And so the other reason not to release, let's say we've got 20 names, is there's probably 100, right? And if we release the 20, they could release the 20 documents that name those 20 people and keep 80 documents secret. As long as there are some names that the survivors have that the DOJ hasn't released, then they got to keep doing releases.
I see the logic in that, but you can't play that type of game. I mean, that's like saying, let's not find out the piece of pizza being delivered for seven adults. Let's not find out about the sex slave being sent to the Hyatt or the sex slave being sent here. Let's not find out who he's buying babies from, because then that'll let the DOJ know what we know. You see what I'm saying? Just because the DOJ is being bad doesn't mean then you guys can't start digging into this. Because, I mean, if I was given access by Congress, I'll be up there. I'll get on an airplane. I'll go do it right now. And I'll unmask those names right now. They're scared. And I get it. I mean, Massey's, I hope he's got a lot of life insurance. And I'm not saying he should do more. I'm just saying that this is a big area that needs to be exposed. And I think people are logical, can understand that. Instead, Jones is attacking Massey while defending Trump. Liars! But because I am the most successful, most effective, longest at doing this, other talk shows, people love to lie about what I do to make me bad so they are better. It's a competition. I'm up at risk of my life. This is Super Bowl level fighting the New World Order. This is the most dangerous big time there is. This is the real deal. You take your life in your hands every day. And you got these lightweights that just play their games. And a lot of them are funded by the globalists. It's in the COINTELPRO plans, style systems to, you know, call people who controlled opposition that are effective in fighting tyranny to divide up the liberty movement. So people, but just all of it, I told you, guns, drugs, weapons, Bush, all of it, who they are, the airline, all of it. I told you, devil worship, all of it, cannibalism, draining the bodies, all of it. I did on Joe Rogan, everywhere else. I'm in the files now 50-something times being attacked and how much they hate me. I'm audited. I'm sued. I'm attacked. My family's attacked. I'm censored. I'm still banned on almost everything but Rumble and X. I'm still debanked. I'm still constantly harassed because I'm over the target. Only reason I tell you about my bona fides, my credentiality, my credentials, so you can remember that, Bohemian Grove, all of it, is because I'm under attack and I need your support. And I'm shot full of political holes. But all those scars made me who I am, and I've learned. And I need you to pray for InfoWars and my family and what we're doing here. Because we are the tip of the spear, all of us together. All right, let's go to calls. Eben in Denver, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
You just cut out for a second. Can you hear me?
Yes, I heard you.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I know you get a lot of loaded questions. Been watching you since 2009 in the ninth grade. We love you. And speaking of InfoWars, you know, if we can't get one deep state arrest, we can't get mass deportations or even fluoride out of our water, if he won't address DARPA, we're worse off every day that goes by. And it's against our DNA to take that. People are just going to, they're just not going to vote. My question to you, like, if Trump doesn't fire Todd Blanche, if he lets anything happen to InfoWars, how are we just going to sit here and act like there's nothing suspicious about J.D. Vance? How are we going to support him, you know, through all this if we can't? I hope this lights a fire up under his ass, because if we can't get this done, the Republicans aren't going to come out and vote.
That is exactly what I'm saying. And the polls show that. And they can have the press secretary say, oh, move on. People don't care. No, we do. And that's why it makes me sick to my stomach, because Trump is night and day compared to the Democrats. But then there's this and protecting the deep state, his very enemies. And so that's what I'm asking. What do we do? How do we light the fire under the ass? I think we're doing it right now.
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like we're in a denial phase right now, Alex. It's tough. It's a tough pill to swallow. But if Trump doesn't do something, man,
people are starting to wake up. I think some people were in a denial phase. I was in an assessment phase. Now this is also clear that I'm not in an assessment phase. Okay, I mean, I'm still assessing, but it's very clear what's happening. I'm asking the poll show, the public on the street, my listeners, viewers. People are out of the denial phase and they're pissed off. But I'm saying, how do we put pressure on Trump and also, you know, criticize what he's doing, support the good stuff when he does it, but understand the Democrats are the main enemy. What I'm saying, because we feel betrayed, we get even madder at Trump and his people, and then that will supercharge the Democrats. I think we say too bad about Trump, destroying his legacy, doing all this. We'll take the bad with the good, but there's way more good. But we're going to support good candidates, the local, state, national level, that are patriots. And that leads right to J.D. Vance, who I think has kept himself out of this so far. But at the same time, I mean, I agree with you. That will put a major taint on him, Marco Rubio, you name it.
Well, Alex, the only thing I can see us doing right now, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of options, but we have to demand some kind of firing in the DOJ or something. I mean, we have to, there's got to be some kind of change in the administration.
No, I hear you. I got to jump.
Okay.
If I seem frustrated at first, it wasn't you. I this phone system we've had forever, when we go to you, it goes, psh. That's just what the system does, let you know you're on air. And then everybody always thinks they're off air. It's happened like 50,000 times in my life. I have to hear you. Am I there? And then it's become a pet peeve. It's like water torture. One drop of water is not a problem. But after 5,000, you're like, it won't stop. So that's just an irritant I've gotten over the years. A bee under my bonnet, a bee under my saddle. But I totally hear you. 100%. All right, I'm going to go to another caller here. I'm going to go to Scott in Tennessee. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, Trump's out of – everybody's written this off on Trump. If you go on social media and you're on any of the social media sites, the people have woken up. They've got thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of likes and then comments that are on everybody going crazy on Facebook from the Epstein files. If the administration knows this, they're ignoring it. They're hoping it'll go away. It's not going to happen. There's people going vigilante. They're already surrounded. Bill Gates. There's video of Bill Gates being surrounded in another country. It's going worldwide. Nothing's going to be put back in the bottle. These guys are basically in denial that they think that they can get away with this. It's not going back in the bottle. Here's what's going to happen. The only thing I can think that you could do here in this situation, because it's going to go vigilante. Nobody trusts the administration. They know that he didn't clear out the DOJ, the FBI, none of that stuff when he walked in. He should have done that first thing before he did anything else. When he didn't do that, everybody knew, uh-oh, what do we got going on now? He didn't do what he said he's going to do. And everybody started watching, and then they realized, yep, it's exactly what we thought. Now, the only thing you could do is maybe bring Flynn and you go down and meet with him personally and say, look, nobody believes anything that you're doing because they see you going into Iran.
Hold on, don't hang up. Hold on, don't hang up. You're making really good points. And then I'm going to go to Kelly and Jack and Jody and Valentine and Jim and Angie and Terry and Graham right through the next hour. Dan Dixon pops in for like 10 minutes from Port of Arthur, but we'll continue with your calls. But I'm going to come right back and go to more calls in just a second. And 2 minutes, literally. And then Dan Dix, again, is popping in from Port of Arda. Matt Bracken, expert on terrorism, and he's been predicting asymmetrical warfare exploding and a big cartel war. And then Dr. Stephen Greer on the upcoming supposed alien disclosure that Trump's been talking about. The second, third, and fourth hours are straight ahead. Please stay with us and please share the live feeds.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule, it should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. And it's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.